This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. International Tiger Day is being celebrated today. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pamfa Bosal, says electricity tariff should be reduced and no quarantine for fully jabbed US and EU arrivals in England. Now the news in detail. A meeting has been held between Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba and CPN Mao Center Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda. Prime Minister Deuba's personal secretary Bhanu Deuba said the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata this morning and discussed the expansion of the Council of Ministers and other current political issues. The International Tiger Day is being observed today with the theme Their Survival is in Our Hands. Nepal is also observing the day, organizing various programs in the national and sub-national levels today. President Vidyadev Bhandari has expressed the confidence that Nepal would be able to increase the population of tigers as per its commitment in the international forum. In a message today on the occasion of International Tiger Day, President Bhandari said it is a matter of satisfaction to note that Nepal has already taken strides to reduce the number of tigers to 250 by 2022, taking the number from 121 in 2010 to 235 in 2020, and expressed the confidence that the target would be met in the remaining period. President Bhandari said, with a notable result in tiger conservation, Nepal has been able to give a special message to the world. Vice Chairman of the National Planning Commission, Dr. Biswanath Paudel, has taken oath of office and secretary today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba administered the oath of office to Paudel at Singha Darbar this morning. After taking oath from the Prime Minister, Vice President Paudel administered the oath of office to members Ram Kumar Foyal and Dil Bahadur Gurung. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pamfa Bosal has pointed out the need of reducing electricity tariff. At a program organized by CPN Maoist Center Dhanusaturi, Minister Bosal said that she is in favor of providing up to 20 units of electricity free of cost, adding that more than 10 million people would be benefited from this. Stressing the need of bringing a plan to make electricity cheaper, she opined that it was necessary to create an environment where poor people can consume electricity free of cost or determining minimum tariff. Minister Bosal laid emphasis on the need of paying attention on people's need and aspiration in order to make the party sustainable. A total of 52,000 metric tons of urea fertilizer imported from Bangladesh has arrived in Nepal. The amount of the urea fertilizer purchased via government-to-government model has been received at the Agriculture Implements Company Province Office Birganj, Biratnagar, and Bairahawa, said Birganj Office Chief Gorakhnath KC. KC added that the fertilizer importing process delayed due to COVID-19 pandemic and its effect. He added that farmers will not have to face fertilizer shortage in this farming season with the arrival of additional consignment of fertilizer from Bangladesh. High health security alert has been adopted in Jamunaha, Nepal, India border point in view of increasing possible risks of COVID-19 pandemic. According to District Public Health Office Chief Dhirjang Saha, they were examining the health of the entrants to Nepal in view of the pandemic threat. Meanwhile, Indian migrant workers are also found returning to India via border points. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country and there are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Lumbini Province, Karnadi Province and Sudarpasim Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. People who were fully vaccinated in the EU or US will not need to isolate when coming to England, Scotland and Wales from an amber-list country. Currently, only people who receive their jabs in the UK can avoid quarantine when arriving from amber-list countries except France. The UK government said the rule change would help to reunite family and friends whose loved ones live abroad. Transport Secretary said it would apply to people who have been fully vaccinated with a jab approved by the EU or US with the final dose at least 14 whole days before arrival. The shortage of vaccines and slow vaccine rollouts in the many parts of the world has sparked a trend of vaccine tourism, with many tourists heading to the United States to get vaccinated. Nearly 50% of the U.S. residents are fully vaccinated, but the rates are much lower in many countries. The BBC's Cindy Sui has been speaking to some vaccine tourists at San Francisco International Airport, where anyone who is allowed to pass through customs can get a free shot as long as they do not currently have COVID, have not had another COVID vaccination, and are at least 18 years old. In the ongoing 32nd Summer Olympic Games being held in Tokyo, Japan, China is leading the medal tally with 14 gold, 6 silver and 9 bronze medals. America is trailing behind in second position with 13 gold, 14 silver and 10 bronze medals. And Japan is in the third position with 13 gold, 4 silver and 5 bronze medals. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. International Tiger Day is being celebrated today. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pamfa Busal says electricity tariff should be reduced and no quarantine for fully jabbed US and EU arrivals in England. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlinerinepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.